When I first began my photography journey in 2005, I was fortunate enough to meet a good group of photography friends. Everybody in the group had the same enthusiasm and passion. We had the same goals of getting out in nature and capturing some captivating image from the adventure. Unfortunately, none of these like-minded friends are around today. With each year that passed, friends for one reason or another seemed to disappear. As the years went by, I continued to meet photography friends who would come in and out of my life. Curious to find out what had happened, I reached out to these people and asked why were they not involved anymore. The answer was the same for all my friends. They had gotten burnt out with photography. I was confused by this common thread of burnout. It wasn't until several years later that I had reached the same kind of feeling. With the flood of social images out there and the increased competition and the intensity of rivalry, the concept of burnout is real. Realizing I had become frustrated with the monotony of photography, I needed to either quit photography or find a way to get inspired again. With photography, it's effortless to find yourself in a rut. Practicing methods that have worked in the past become too easy to replicate. To avoid failure, we continue to do the same things and avoid coming out of our comfort zone. Thus, these practices lead to doing the same thing over and over. From a creativity point of view, it's tough to come out of your comfort zone. Through past experiences, practice, we learn what works. As humans, we stick with these methods. After long periods of developing this style, we are afraid to change. I had a particular manner using a wide-angle lens where I was scared to do anything but wide-angle. When I looked back, I was hesitant to try something different in fear of failure. Many of the photographers that have succeeded today have pushed these creative boundaries. These photographers continue to push outside their comfort zone. For example, they try different methods such as telephoto lens in scenes that most photographers would use a wide angle. They photograph in light that wasn't optional and found ways to use light in creative ways. They chose to develop styles that were against the popular trends. Eventually, they created their own unique path. The consequences of these actions helped avoid the dreaded burnout that many photographers face. Facing the dilemma of burnout, I had to make some uncomfortable choices. I needed to break out of my comfort zone. I tried many different avenues to revitalize my enthusiasm. Although different methods work depending on the photographer, I thought I would share one that worked for me. The first thing I did was research articles on finding ways to self-motivate. I started with audiobooks and made it a goal to listen to every audiobook for 30 minutes a day. I thank my fellow Photocascadia member, Aaron Babnick, for this suggestion and the recommended audiobooks. The audiobooks are based on self-growth and finding inspiration within yourself. Although the audiobooks weren't specific to photography, the same principles could apply to any subject. After just a few days, I began to feel and think differently. The first time I listened to the audiobooks, it felt kind of awkward. But then I began to transform and inspire. I realized I first had to recognize within myself that I was in a rut and I was just doing the same thing over and over. Once I realized this, I could then start finding methods to avoid this. Taking an in-depth, hard look within oneself wasn't easy, but I had to change the way I did things. I started making short-term goals and applying small daily habits. I had to be realistic with what I could achieve. The process of change had to be a journey, not a destination. I realized if a transformation were to happen, it would not be overnight. Changes would have to occur in just small increments. I realized that the only way to change was going to happen by making consistent efforts every day. These changes will be different for every photographer, but I had to identify precisely what it was that I could achieve from a realistic point of view. I started to see changes and positive growth in daily habits and wanted to apply these to fundamental changes in all areas of my life. I expanded my repertoire of audiobooks to include other areas such as self-confidence. For me, believing in myself and worth, especially in photography, is a tough thing to do. I find myself in many situations where I've doubted my quality of photography work when compared to others. The quality of images posted today on social media is incredible. The talent continues to get better and better. The constant rut of my photography work helped perpetuate the feeling of my work not being worthy enough. The combination of listening to audiobooks in different areas not only helped me get out of photography rut, but also a stagnation in my own personal life. It has been a few months since I began the daily habit of listening to audiobooks, and I still make the conscious effort to begin my day with the audiobooks. Many areas can help with their burnout, but for myself, the audiobooks have helped me grow and look at things from a different perspective. Is there something that helped you get out of a rut?